Previously on Hippo Juice.
I'm coming up with my own doll. It's called The Pastor Is Your Master. Now, what he does is we put him up on the mantle of the kid's room. So whenever he masturbates, he'll be afraid to touch his genitals. Because then he's going to...
Hold on, he's left.
He's going to report back to the Archangel Gabriel that you are touching your penis. And it's not that you're not going to get any presents, and it's not a lump of coal. You're going to get a lump of hell. You're going to go to Beelzebub's special place. And let me tell you, there's not reindeer and fucking elves there. I'll tell you what's there. Fire and brimstone.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. If you still use that function on your cellular telephone or Hippo Juice Film on Skype. Easiest way to join us, though, is morelikeradio.com/live. Go in our chat room. Talk to us. Tell us how awesome we are. Join the conversation. All the cool kids are doing it. Joined as always by... Forgot. Today is December 28th. This is the last Hippo Juice of the year. Joined as always by Marie. Don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the end of 2016. Woo!
And Rammy Ramcat Jackson is back.
Hail Santa.
Hail Santa, my friend. And our resident tech wizard, Kyle Needs a Nickname Johnson. There he is.
I thought Marie gave me one.
I forgot what it was.
I forgot what it was too.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Wait to let me know.
I don't remember. And
do you remember what it was?
Yeah, do you remember?
No, that's not my job.
It's your nickname. Anyway, Dutch will be on shortly. He died, but he'll be back. He's waiting for a revive. He's respawning right now.
Oh.
But he will be here.
Troll the respawn.
Yeah, troll the respawn. So, welcome to the show, guys. It is, like I said, the last Hippo Juice of the new year. So thank you for joining us. And no, Eric, I'm not sweating to the oldies. I'm wearing my Flamers bandana. And that's
because he's a big old flamer.
No, that's not. It's a tag team. Well, you'll see when you see the movie or show, whatever it is. Welcome aboard, everybody. Buckle your seatbelts.
Ahoy, mateys. All right.
If you are unwilling to use one of the exit doors, please let a flight attendant know, because I'm going to give up the good chair. I'm not an idiot. You think I'm fucking stupid, flight attendants? I don't fucking think so. So I had a very fun Uber pickup.
Did you?
Yeah.
Today?
Yesterday.
Oh.
I picked somebody up, and a girl probably in her mid-20s. And I'm driving her, and she's...
We're driving along.
But anyway, we are driving in. Somehow, we started talking about airlines. And I said, have you ever flown Spirit? That's the worst airline on the planet. And she's like, have I flown Spirit? I'm suing Spirit. And I'm like, what are you suing Spirit for?
Oh. Yeah.
I go, what are you suing Spirit for? And for those of you who don't know, because Spirit is very regional airline, but... Imagine if you took a Greyhound bus and put wings on it and made it shittier.
Yeah.
That's what Spirit is.
Yeah.
Okay?
Is it really that bad?
Dude,
yes.
Let me tell you, every time... This always happens to us.
Yes.
It always happens to Marie and I. Every time we're like, look how cheap a Spirit flight is. And then we fly Spirit, we're like, God, we're never doing that again. But then we're like, look how cheap it is, and we keep doing it. We go on the plane to subsidize the cost. First off, they have the least leg room out of any airline. But to subsidize the cost of the cheap, quote-unquote, ticket fares, they put, like, advertisement all up in the inside. Like, it looks like a NASCAR. You know what I mean? Like, they sell advertisement
sellouts
inside the plane, right?
Selling
like,
out.
On the walls.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
All right. All I know, though, is that I use Spirit to fly from Florida to Dallas, and there's a solution to all the things that you're complaining about Spirit. Liquor bar, baby. Just hit them up for the $30 G&Ts and tequila sunrises, because that'll get you by.
It'll get you drunk. But
so what was this girl doing?
Well, okay. So this is what happened. She goes, well, I was going to fly on Spirit Airlines to San Juan, Puerto Rico, because my grandma had died. This is a few months ago, she told me. And I'm going to go fly down there to go to the funeral. But it turns out that I was sick. But she goes, I was going to fly anyway. And they go, now the plane, there was maybe only 18 people on the plane. Like, it was a really dead flight for Spirit, right? Anyway, she paid the extra money for the big front seat. And they made her sit in the back because they were going to, quote unquote, quarantine her. Whatever. But that's not the problem. Turns out. Turns out, and I looked this up. Spirit's been accused of, when it comes to flying over Miami, they don't have the rights to fly over certain areas of Miami. So they fly higher than normal planes would fly. Well, the problem with that is that she started bleeding out of her ears in the airplane.
Coach says it's okay to bleed out of the ears sometimes.
She started bleeding out of her ears because the pressure was, she was sick. Obviously, so her sinus is already fucked up, but if you go, the higher you go, the more pressure is on your fucking head.
Yeah.
So they apparently fly above, when they're going above Miami, they fly at a higher altitude. Allegedly, I don't know, but that's what I've read. And anyway.
Allegedly.
Or my hammy if you are eating at certain restaurants.
Okay. Right. Correct.
So she started bleeding from the ears, and so she's using that to sue Spirit?
Apparently.
And
that's all I know. I don't have an update.
God damn it.
I should have got her information, because now it's going to bother me.
Yeah, I want to know.
I know where she works because I dropped her off at work, but it's going to be weird when I go up and I go, hey, can I get your number? I'm not in a sexual way. I just need to follow up on this story because it's going to bug me.
I mean, at least she's not
suing
the Holy
Spirit. You
always
need to emphasize nothing sexual.
Yeah, of course you. Everybody knows that.
Or just.
Everybody knows that if a rapist says nothing sexual, then it's legal. There's a loophole, I believe. In Texas only. Only in Texas.
Legal loophole.
Only in Texas, though.
Just.
It's a loophole to get into your poop hole.
That's correct. Correct. Wordplay makes it fun. Yes,
Marie. Troll the area where she works.
Say, well, yeah, I do like that. That's a t-shirt phrase there, Mark. You got a bumper sticker on your hands, buddy. A loophole for the poop hole? That's a bumper sticker.
That's right. And on the back it says wordplay gets into foreplay, and that's all there is to it. I'm a moneymaker, baby.
You're full
I make bills making happen.
You need t-shirts, my friend.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, troll her area and see if you pick her up again, and then just ask for follow-ups.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's going to be weird doing that, though. Creepy, I guess, no?
Eh, or just scour the internet for lawsuit stories about Spirit Airlines.
No.
That sounds like more work.
The stalker thing's easier.
Yeah.
If you ask me.
But listen, if you're talking about how shitty airlines are, aren't all airlines inherently shitty? I mean, we're talking about how Spirit is, you know, flying over and everything, but I've had bad experiences with Delta, American Airlines. I've had people that have just talked on and on about how United's shitty, Southwest is shitty.
Yes. I have had two airlines that I have had good experiences on and have not been completely tainted in my book.
JetBlue,
Virgin America. Yes. And now Virgin America merged with Alaskan Airlines, so I'm not even sure if they're going to be able to keep up the quality.
Well, yeah, and they're also changing the name to Only Butt Stuff America because they can't legally call themselves Virgin.
That.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they could call it Eskimo Kisses because that's not really doing anything.
You're right. Now, Eskimo Brothers.
They only have 15 letters in their alphabet.
Yeah, I've actually flown Delta exclusively for the last year, and I've had really good experiences.
Fucking money bags over here.
Listen, it wasn't me. It was it's my company that pays for it. So
yeah, and this guy over
here. Did you fly business class?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And this guy over here is from Atlanta. So that's
it's nice, man. Actually,
yeah.
Like, I don't
Delta's
mind
good.
It.
Delta's all right.
Look at business class. There's your nickname, business class Kyle.
Yeah. Business class Kyle. I can't even say it.
No, business cats Kyle.
Because you hire somebody else to say it for you. That's why you're business class.
That's
Kyle.
Correct.
Damn right. There you go.
I have
handling your business.
That's your catchphrase, Kyle. I have people for that. That's Kyle's catchphrase. Yeah.
I have people for that.
Yes.
He's recently come into some money.
I have recently come into some money, sir. Oh man.
That's why you have a Google Home, right?
Yes. Correct. Two.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're made of
one.
Meat.
One became two quickly.
Yes, very fast.
Yeah, oh, I could understand that. Yeah,
listeners are more like Radio and Hippo Juice. You don't even know. Like he's talking about this whole thing with the Uber and this person suing for Spirit. Royce, how many cars do you technically have in your Uber?
All right.
Fleet?
Well, if we're being fair, fair, I have one, two, three. I have four cars.
He literally has to count
four
them.
Fucking cars.
But here's the thing. Let me explain. Let me defend myself. One of them's an Audi that no longer works. The
other an Audi.
An Audi.
An Audi.
Okay.
Huh?
It's you're a two. To talk about your Mercedes.
It's a 2006 Audi, and I have a Jeep Wrangler, a 1998 Jeep Wrangler. And that one, by the way, if anyone wants to sell one, fucking send me a message.
Both of those cars are up for sale. So
if you want
to buy
a broken down Audi or a really nice Jeep Wrangler,
we are selling them at a great price. Yeah. We're trying to get them.
You want an Audi?
Yes. We want the Audi out.
The Audis are great.
You know,
great.
If I didn't just buy a brand new 2016 Honda Civic,
that, oh, guys. 2016, ours is a 2017. I'm sorry for your loss.
Oh, shut up. You just have
that's true. I saw it the other day. It looks really sweet.
Yeah, but Royce, does yours have a sub in it?
Does mine have a sub in it? No, because I'm not going down the street to impress the ladies. It has pretty good radio already.
I am in my Honda Civic. So,
first off, why does it have a sub? What music do you listen to, Kyle, that you need a sub for?
Kyle, in all fairness, he's not a sub. He's a dom. I mean,
I'm a dom. Mark everyone knows.
Really fucking good with a sub.
See,
Daddy's a top.
I don't need a substitute teacher because I have a tenured top. Professor. See, I went a different route.
Yeah, I'm a power top like Mark.
Yeah, you think I was talking about a subwoofer, but I was actually talking about, you know, a person.
Ah,
yeah,
got it.
Substitute.
No, but the reason, first off, I can't put a subwoofer in it because I need room for luggage when I drive people around.
For all the dead hookers that he's going to put in the trunk.
There you
I've
go.
Never seen so many dead hookers in all my life.
Lord knows I have.
Underrated movie, by the way. Dirty Work. Get a chance. Get fucked up and watch that again. Still very funny. Very, very funny. Did you? Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention Mark over here. Many people know him from the Real Thing podcast, REEL. And I was listening to your show, and may I say,
okay,
Gremlins is the best fucking comedy. Gremlins 2 is the fucking best comedy of its era. I agree.
The 90s?
Yes, and I'll explain why.
What?
Okay. All right. Background, and if you want to hear, it's a great conversation show. It was on right before us, but it's already up on the feed. Download the Real Thing. The last episode. I watched that movie so many times. It's hilarious. Very, very funny. Okay?
Hand in hand with hilarious.
Shut up. It's aware of what it is, which I think is cool. You know, it's aware it's a dumb movie, you know? Unlike the first Gremlins, I think. And also, we actually know somebody who slept with the main dude from Gremlins. So
we do?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Was
Zach Galligan?
No,
really?
Hold on. I got to mute the mics. Hold on. Okay, Marino's now. Yes, him. To answer your question, Mark.
Really?
Yes. Like, personally know them. But
the guy, okay, you mean the same guy that was in the original Gremlins that was also in that shitty horror movie Waxwork?
That is that correct.
Royce.
That is correct.
Wow.
Royce, in 1990 when Gremlins 2 came out, Back to the Future Part 3 also came out.
I understand that. And if it's of the 90s, because Back to the Future 2 is the best movie of the 80s, but we're talking the 90s. Back to the Future 3 I love, but it's not the best Back to the Future movie. It's a good movie, but I've always said it's not the best. So it's still fine. I still will agree that Gremlins 2. My opinion. Grandpa Munster's in it. What else do you want?
Hey, listen. Everyone's got opinions, right? So Gremlins 2, very, very funny. Not the funniest movie of the 90s.
Okay.
I can name three off the top
go
of my
ahead.
Head right now that are funnier than that.
Go ahead. I want to know. I want to know.
American Pie, Dumb and Dumber, being John Malkovich.
Fuck, Dumb and Dumber. God damn it. Well, you fucked me up because I forgot about Dumb and Dumber.
Sorry,
I mean, but what constitutes an error? Because did that come out in 1990, the same time as?
It came out in 1993.
We usually go by decades, and if you listen to The Real Thing on morelikeradio.com, and if you follow us on Facebook, thereelthingmlr, then you would know that, you know, I don't know too much about movies. That goes for my co-host, Chris Wetton. I do know, however, that Gremlins 2 is heavily, heavily favored as the funniest movie of the 90s by our friend Jason Hornsby. I don't know. You guys need to meet sometime.
Yeah.
He's really, really invested in movies and pop culture and all that sort of thing. You guys would hit it off, Royce. And Marie as well.
I really.
And Kyle.
Big fan.
Business class Kyle.
Big fan of Gremlins. And maybe it's just because it was always on HBO and I would see it in reruns when I was little over and over again. But I don't know, man. I used to love that fucking movie. When they threw all the fucking pans inside the microwave, that was amazing. I should rewatch it.
Would you be upset if terrible. I told you I never saw that?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be upset.
I've never seen it either.
Now I'm mad.
But I'm going to now.
So. I'm still not going to.
Watch Gremlins 2. Marie, don't be a hater.
I will.
You know what?
I will.
This is a no-hater zone. I don't know if you read the sign outside the studio.
Oh, I just chugged a whole bunch of Haterade earlier.
I will even post up in the chat the link about how our friend Jason Hornsby, my friend Jason Hornsby, was ranting and raving about Gremlins 2 as being one of the best movies of all time, especially in the 90s. And so you guys read it at your leisure.
I will.
Please. Do you honestly think I will find it funny in 2016, almost 2017?
I'm trying to think, and I think you would. I still think it's a goofy comedy, but it's funny.
Do I have to watch Gremlins 1
no,
first?
No, no. Actually, Gremlins 1, it doesn't matter at all whether you watch Gremlins 1.
Okay.
It's very self-
good comedies are timeless.
Yeah. Look, another movie.
Although, yeah, I'd like to find out from all three of you, because Chris and I were talking about the best Christmas movie on our last podcast, and I want to get from you, like, if you had a gun to your head right now, it doesn't have to be like a straight-up Christmas movie.
Die Hard.
Christmas in the background.
Die Hard.
What is your favorite Christmas? Die Hard.
Christmas Vacation. Yeah?
Okay. Mine is Die Hard for sure.
Mm. Okay.
Christmas Vacation.
Christmas Vacation's up there. Absolutely. I quote that movie all the time.
Mm-hmm. Every year. Little lights aren't twinkling, Clark.
Yep.
I know, Dad. Thanks for noticing.
You know, there's a lot of Christmas movies I never watched because, right? You know, I didn't do the Christmas thing as a child.
JW.
So there's a lot that I missed.
No, yeah. No, wait. Why is that?
Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, yeah. Why is that, guys? I was a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, shit.
No celebration for you. Just extra right. Jesus.
Well, just in case people don't know, we remind everybody every week.
Let's do something here real quick, Kyle, then. I'm going to name some Christmas movies, and you tell me if you've seen them. Okay, Christmas Vacation.
Okay. No.
Fuck. God damn it. Why is the carpet all wet, Todd?
Pound for pound, it has as many jokes per minute as Naked Gun, as my co-host Chris would say.
So I agree.
You should watch it.
Christmas Story?
Have you seen Christmas Story?
Yes, I have seen that.
Okay. But the Jehovah Witness edited version is just called A Thursday Story. And
yeah, and it's like 6 minutes long.
A story.
Yeah, a story. All right, what's
it? It's A Wonderful Life.
It's A Wonderful Life.
Nope.
All right. Well,
but I've seen Die Hard, and okay. I like Die Hard.
Die Hard's
fuck
awesome.
Yeah, because you're business class, baby. That's why.
Business class. Kyle loves Die Hard.
Oh, dude. You know, there was something that I did watch on Christmas Day, and that was the White Christmas episode of Black Mirror.
Caucasian Christmas, African American.
Has anyone seen that?
Yeah.
Nope.
Oh my God, dude.
Yes, I have.
That show just fucks me up. That show's
every episode is heartbreaking. But yeah,
you're supposed to watch stuff on television, movies for entertainment. Like, I get, like, you're not going to watch Schindler's List for a laugh riot or any of that sort of thing. But when you watch Black Mirror, there's a certain expectation, and the expectation is I'm going to get fucked up. Not like smoking a J fucked up.
Emotionally.
Like, psychologically, I'm thinking about things that are going to mess with my mind. I may have nightmares later on in the night. You know what I'm saying? So,
is it a horror show?
Black Mirror is like...
It's like the best way I could describe it is a futuristic Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Yeah.
It gives me anxiety.
But, like, way more depressing.
Every episode is independent, so you can watch them out of order, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's an anthology, so you can watch them in any order. If anyone does want to watch Black Mirror, by the way, I will tell you... First episode you watch, go watch Playtest.
And by the way,
I think that's far and away the best episode.
I don't like the...
Sorry,
go ahead.
Huh?
No, go ahead.
That's your favorite one out of all of them?
Yep.
Really? Wow. Yep.
That one's a good one. I'm not going to say it's not my favorite one, but it's a good one. But
that to me just...
Oh, here's a good question. Kyle, have you seen Scrooged?
Yes.
Oh, thank God! I was.
Oh, good. See, hey, you're a terrible. You were a terrible Jehovah's Witness. I don't know if you're.
No, I was a terrible one. No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. Totally fine. You've seen Home Alone, right?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. There you go. You've seen Home Alone 2 with our President Trump, correct?
President Trump is in Home Alone 2.
You know, I'm sure I have, but it's been so long.
He was lost in New York.
Please watch it, otherwise you will be excommunicated from the country of the United States.
That's correct. And business class Kyle doesn't want to be put on the no-fly list.
I forgot that he was in that movie.
Oh, yeah, he absolutely was. Oh, by the way, Dutchie Poo is on.
Hi, Dutch.
Dutchie Poos.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Kyle, have you seen Elf?
Ooh, there you go.
Will Ferrell?
Elf. Yeah, really? I saw Elf.
Okay. What about any of the Santa Clauses?
Overrated garbage.
Wait, do we figure out that Kyle doesn't watch movies or what?
I saw Bad Santa.
Jehovah's Witness, so he didn't watch a lot of holiday movies.
So you said you've seen Bad Santa.
You are
Santa.
A terrible Jehovah's Witness, but a friend of me because you watched Bad Santa. That's fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, I liked Bad Santa. That was pretty good.
I haven't seen Bad Santa 2. Is it good?
Probably not.
I don't know. I don't want to watch it.
Too many years between them.
Do you guys consider Planes, Trains, and Automobiles a Christmas movie?
No, that's a Thanksgiving movie.
Oh, it's a Thanksgiving
movie.
But
it's amazing. I love that movie.
It is a Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I mean...
I don't know, like, what everyone thought would happen if I watched a Christmas movie. All of a sudden I would just become, like, a terrible person?
No, you
were a terrible person way before that.
You probably would have started asking for presents, and they weren't prepared to give them.
That's true. When I'm like, Mommy, Daddy, why don't I have presents under the tree? And they're like, shut up.
That's not our way, son.
I'm just kidding. I love my parents, and they're fantastic, by the way.
You weren't allowed to have presents either?
No, actually, I did. I did get presents, but instead of them giving them to me on, like, Christmas Day, they would, like, randomly surprise me throughout the year, which was actually pretty cool.
They would throw them at his head when he was sleeping.
Yeah, they would just chuck them at me.
Do you think your parents would have been more disappointed if you were just full bore, like, I want to celebrate Christmas, or if you just started adopting Festivus and you brought over the poll and the list of grievances and you're trying to fight with your dad in the middle of the living room in front of all of your relatives? Let's do it. I'm the master of the house, blah blah blah.
Yeah, they would be upset with the Christmas. I still don't post like Christmas stuff on Facebook. Like, I didn't post like a picture of like my Christmas tree and everything. Like, it's on Snapchat, but I never posted it on Facebook just because like I just don't want to have
would those disappoint the family,
like, all of my family,
right?
Would they say?
They would just, like, I mean, like, they know I'm not a Jehovah's Witness. They know that, but, like, I just still try to be considerate of their feelings and everything, which, I don't know. Like, it's just, I don't think they would honestly say anything. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I was going to say, like, what would happen? Like, would they just, they'd be like, oh, no, he likes Christmas and
I guess,
he's a terrible
like,
person?
I mean,
like,
if,
I'm
guess,
still
like,
confused.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if I think about it now, they would just be like, oh, okay, like, you celebrate Christmas now, and I'd just be like, yeah.
They'd probably want to try to reconvert you back into it and might start bringing
it
up.
Yeah, and they still, like, I think they still have that hope, even though I've told them before, like, I don't believe in a god, period. So, like,
that's
it's a matter of converting back to any religion, which would never happen. So.
Yeah, Kyle has the darkest holiday cards. I don't believe in a god. I hate fucking Kyle's Christmas cards. They're so dark.
By the way, like, I'm not used to getting Christmas cards either, so, like, I didn't check my mail, and I checked my mail, like, the day before Christmas and saw yours, and I was like, this is fantastic, and immediately put it up on my fridge.
Perfect.
So, there you go.
You're welcome.
You're my one and only Christmas card on my fridge, man.
Nailed it.
I am glad.
Well, speaking of the Festivus and the feats of strength, I actually participated in one this Christmas year.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, I've got to hear this.
So, obviously, I'm the baby of the family, if you guys didn't know, and I have two older brothers, and my brothers are closer in age and highly competitive, and I get roped into pretty much everything they do because I would get shamed if not. And this year, we were decorating Christmas cookies, decided to go against the grain and make a double-decker Christmas cookie where he just glued two cookies together. And then decided...
Wow, fucking outlaws.
I know.
Duh.
And then decided we were going to have a competition to see who would be worthy enough to eat the double-decker cookie. And then decided the way to do this is to see who could last being in our pool the longest while the pool was 68 degrees. And...
So they jump in. I can't get Marie to go into my pool when it's 80 degrees, but her brothers, but they tell her to jump in. She fucking, oh, jump in. And she's fucking sitting in a freezing pool and asking me to take a picture of it like an asshole.
So, yeah. So if no one would be aware, but one of my brothers is a marathon runner. He ran in the New York Marathon. And the other one is not. He's a little older, but he used to be a swimmer. And so they were literally going toe-to-toe on who they thought had more endurance to last. I jumped in and jumped out immediately. I'm like, I know I'm not going to win this one. I just did it to jump in so they bought.
Did you pee yourself as soon as you jump in? That's the trick. That's how you get warm really quick.
Oh,
you pee yourself
right away.
No,
I didn't
do
that.
I do that. Listen, I do that in swimming pools, elevators, pretty much any place I get cold.
Yeah.
Walmart.
No, I didn't do that. I just jumped in and then went into the hot tub immediately. They lasted a solid 5 minutes and just ball bashing each other for a while, and then they just called it a tie because neither one of them
ball,
were going to give up.
Ball bashing isn't a word.
Is it ball busting?
Ball bashing is you just made up some
busted
weird...
some balls. Breaking my balls.
Some right.
really weird erotic thing that somebody
right.
did.
Yeah, and then, ball bashing is what Royce and I do on Tuesdays.
That's correct.
And then
you know those little... We swing them into each other like pendulums.
Ah.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah.
And then there is video of this, but it was taken by somebody who then fell into the pool accidentally.
Oh, that was hilarious. The person taking video of it fell in the pool while they were taking video.
Were they drunk? What happened?
No, they just missed the thing.
Well, they were looking at through the camera.
And then
didn't
realize where their feet were.
And then just stepped off into the pool.
Like walked into it.
And it happened right after we jumped. So we all were
like. Oh, okay.
Like,
so here's what happened. So, yeah. Her brother, because what your brother said afterwards was hilarious. So this is her brother's wife was the one who was videoing. And then she fell in. But everybody thought that she jumped in. And her brother was saying like, wow. And then she goes, no, I fell in. She goes, oh, I thought you were actually being cool. I thought this was one of the coolest things you've ever done. But no, I guess you just fell in. Like he said that to her and I'm laughing. I'm like, that's fucking hilarious.
I thought you were being cool.
And then we were all three of us were like, why didn't you just lie and say you had
a moment of clarity and you jumped in? Nobody knew that she fell because
none
the way she went
did.
In, like, it looked like she was walking, so you thought she jumped in, right? But then she admitted it that she was like, no, I fell in. I'm like, what? I would have taken ownership. I always would have been like, yeah, I did it on purpose. See that awesome jump? And then I chit in the pool to show my dominance.
On a related note, you know who has the most endurance when it comes to that sort of thing, right?
Mm.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lochte, and I bust both balls and vaginas during the holiday season. Thank you very much.
Jesus. Fucking Ryan Lochte.
Please purchase my ball-busting catamaran.
Catamaran?
So I can drain my balls during the holidays. Thank you.
Good callback.
Thank you.
So I guess, yeah, we should move on to a story now. We
move on to a story.
30 minutes in, we could probably...
To story?
Yeah.
I want to go to WAPO. Can we go to WAPO?
What is that?
That's the Washington
Don't
Post.
Don't call it that.
I call it WAPO.
Don't.
Mm. I want to call it WAPO.
I don't like it.
I'm going to do it.
Okay.
Yoga pants are comfy, period. That should be the end of the article, and we can move on, but there's more, actually.
Next article.
They're also an assault on manners and a nihilistic threat.
Wait, what?
They're also an assault on manners and a nihilistic threat.
All right.
Meaning they make men who would normally be nice just turn into cavemen? Is that what it's going for?
I guess so. I recently left New York where I was a fashion editor for nearly a decade. To attend graduate school in the suburbs of D.C. where I grew up. I'm happy to be home in most ways, but there's one suburban habit that I can't get used to. Yoga pants.
All right. Well, translation, I don't look good in yoga pants, so I don't want anybody else to wear yoga pants. That's what
exactly,
the
because it makes me feel bad about me.
Yeah.
Women in my neighborhood go about their entire day in yoga pants and running shoes.
Good.
Moms.
I am so, again, I said it yesterday. Another reason 2016 isn't the worst year ever. Women are running around in yoga pants, dude. It's a fucking great year.
Like it's no big deal.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Moms with strollers, undergrads on campus, girlfriends meeting up for coffee dates or errands. I've seen women dress this way for cocktails.
So what? And let them dress how they want.
At first, I thought this must be a suburban thing. In New York, I didn't know anyone who left the house in gym clothes.
You know what, Dutch? I did see the Colin Quinn thing you said, and he was exactly right. New Yorkers are a bunch of blue-collar fucking snobs. That's what they are. Blue-collar snobs. Go ahead.
In fact, I once had a roommate who was the director of a fancy children's gymnasium down the street from our apartment in Brooklyn. She would get fully dressed each morning, including hair, makeup, and heels, just to walk the 10 blocks to work and then get undressed. I love her for this. I love all of New York for this, for always putting in the little extra effort, for never taking the easy way out.
I've seen people like that in New York, but I've also seen homeless people that talk to themselves about bees. So, you know, there's all kinds.
Bees?
Yeah, bees?
Beads?
Beads.
Bees?
No, bees.
Mark's not on board.
New York City's not on board.
They're not. New York City's not on board.
But yoga pants aren't just a suburban trend. athleisure is the name given to a class of street clothes that adopt the look
not
and comfort of gym wear.
Not everything needs a nickname.
Athleisure. I kind of like that.
Athleisure.
Shut up, Dutch.
Street clothes that adopt the look and comfort of gym wear but are designed for actual wear and not for sweating. It's been a trend on the runways and in the retail industry over the past few years, with forecasters predicting it to be one of the biggest sellers this holiday season.
Okay, but get to your problem.
Okay, well, let me scroll down because she's wordy. As someone who cares about fashion, I vote for jeans over yoga pants or Lycra unitards any day, but my stance isn't just about aesthetics. It's about manners.
Manners? Okay. What
are those?
I don't know. Go ahead.
There's a photograph I love from my grandmother and her family in the
1948 Macy's Day Parade. It's not 19... Okay, before even getting to her argument, it's not 1948 anymore, though. You know what else happened then? Separate water fountains. So don't act like it was fucking amazing back then. Before you go into that, don't go into it like it was great. It was great if you were white, man, not if you're a woman or a black guy. So don't pretend like... Don't. I hate when they romanticize that era like it was fucking amazing. Go ahead.
She dressed smartly for November weather in a black wool coat and a hazel circle skirt. With her red lipstick and hair in wave, she looked comfortable but elegant. Her sons holding balloons are dressed casually but appropriately in navy pea coats and argyle sweaters. There's a simplicity and a dignity to the image that speaks to the core values of my grandparents' generation. Ugh. Being dressed wasn't about vanity. It was about good manners.
Oh, my God.
What we wear fundamentally... Go ahead.
Wait a minute. And yet the grandparents that are still alive now have terrible manners. I've seen countless amounts of old people just berating people that are not of their generation, their race, their creed, their this, their that. They're just like, oh, my, back in my day, they need to die. All of you old people need to die. This is Ramcat Jackson saying all old people need to die on Hippo Juice.
RamcatJackson.com. Ramcat Jackson 2020. All old people need to die.
Eventually,
all old people must die.
Eventually they will. What we wear sends a message to the world. A Hermes handbag makes a statement about wealth and luxury. A pair of 4-inch Louboutin heels make a statement about sex and power. And yoga pants make a statement about comfort and modernity. Modernity? That's a weird word. When we board a flight or run to the grocery store swaddled in cotton lycra, we are saying to the people around us that our own comfort is our first priority.
Yes! Yes, it is!
Yep.
This
it
same,
always should be that.
This same Washington Post is the one posting that women should be able to do whatever they want, and then they should. But in the same breath, then you can't say that they're wearing yoga pants. Who gives a fuck? Dave,
Two extra things. The Hermes bag, according to Oprah, that's not the case. And secondly, Iggy Azalea, didn't she famously say she sucked dick for some Louboutins, head over heels? I'm pretty sure she did that. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, you know, like high class and everything. But high class is, you know, dick in your mouth. Yeah. But
well, that's what
there's a lot of things I would suck dick for.
That's
so.
what the spreader.
And that was clean. That's a drop. And that's a drop because that was clean.
Yeah. Mark, the writer did say,
Kyle, Merry Christmas to us.
The writer did say a pair of 4-inch Louboutin heels make a statement about sex and power. So, yes, you do suck dick for Louboutins. That's exactly what they say. Wait, can you pay for Louboutins with money, or do you only have to suck dick?
Oh,
to
no,
get
it's
them?
Just got to be dick sucking, yeah.
Got it. How many dicks do you have to suck to get one pair of Louboutins?
I don't know, but
that depends on how big your foot is.
I was going to say it depends on the dick.
That's weird form of currency you guys are using.
Like, do you have to do a good job, or can you half-ass
Can we get back to why she hits
No, I
want to
know how I can get a pair of Louboutins.
Yeah, do you have to hit the back of your throat, or can you just do the lips in the front?
Do they have to come?
To completion, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Do you have to swallow?
I'll tell you
no,
what.
No, just to completion. You don't have that's
rude.
Extra. That's an extra dress or whatever.
All right.
Or like an extra pair of Super Bowl tickets. I'm just saying, like, you know, dicks can be sucked by anybody. I mean, sorry.
Let's start a 10-year study then.
Okay.
Blind placebo.
Okay, how much money?
Yes.
Like, got everybody's got a price, right? Everybody says that. Everyone's
got a price, according to Ted DiBiase, the million-dollar
right.
man, of course.
What's your dick-sucking price? Dick-sucking price? That's not – I need more information.
How much money would it have to – would you have to –
I need to know the person's dick. I need to know – Is am I sucking?
It's a random dick, and you have to make him. You have to make him, and you have to look at him when you do it. That's
random.
The rules.
No, I don't like random.
$10 million tax free.
$10 million tax free.
Yeah.
Yeah,
again, that's random.
That sounds about right.
Really, man, I would do it for way less.
That's because you're a hooa.
Kyle would do it for a sandwich.
If someone was like, "Yo, dude, I'll take you out to sushi," I'd be like, "All right,
let's go eat."
See, this is why.
Wait. What kind of sushi? Yeah, that's good.
Okay, that's good sushi.
Seriously, the reason why he's called business class Kyle is because that of that answer alone.
He gets the deals. He gets the deals. Sure.
He's all business.
Here it is. Oh, here.
Business. My business.
Business class Kyle.
But see, here's the thing is I don't even have to actually suck the dicks myself because I have people for that.
Oh, good answer.
Good answer. Oh, my God. That reminds me of another story that happened to me that I didn't tell it. So I have a T-shirt that
I have a lot of T-shirts. You're not fucking great because you have T-shirts.
Well, I have a particular one.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I went off the handle there.
You did. It's okay, though.
I apologize.
I have a T-shirt that is mocking the Starbucks logo where instead of the mermaid in
yeah, I remember
it's
this.
The Irma Gerd girl.
And
it says Irma Gerd curfew instead of Starbucks coffee on it.
So we went through a Starbucks drive-thru. Marie forgot she was wearing this shirt.
And so I pull up to pick up my latte. And the woman at the register, like, starts freaking out. She's like, "Where did you get that shirt?" And I'm like,
she's calling other employees over to look at it.
She called over two other employees, and she's like, "Go, check out the shirt." See, and they're like, "What?"
She was holding her coffee hostage.
"Pull out your shirt a minute. I want to see it." I'm like, "Oh my God, why did I drive up to Starbucks in this shirt?"
That's great.
This is not the first time that's happened, too. Apparently, I wear the brands that I love into the storefronts that I love at the same time, and they're like, "Where did you get that?" I need to stop doing that.
Yeah. Every time we go eat at a place that, like, one of Marie's restaurants she works at, she's always wearing a shirt for the place.
Because they keep giving us free T-shirts, so I have a 1 in 7 chance if I'm, like, going out after work into one of the places.
Do you understand that 70% of Marie's wardrobe now is free T-shirts? From like Olive Garden and Bahama Breeze.
I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah, she's wearing one right now.
Can you see it? It says, yep. The shirt says, with spaghetti, anything is possible.
And by the way, Louboutin, okay, fine, but I gave you Nine West. What do I get for those shoes? They're not Louboutins, but what Nine West shoes are nice. What do I get for that?
The gift that I gave you in exchange.
Yeah, I get the knockoff ones that they sell in Chinatown.
I get
the fucking Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuittons are actually a twirling baton that is modeled like Louis Armstrong on both sides.
That's really weird because I would have
sold by this guy right here.
I would have said Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson would be another acceptable answer. It's
as
Louis.
As long as he's Louis Anderson from Baskets, I'm cool.
Top five answers on the board.
One knob on the left is Louis Armstrong. The other knob on the other side of the baton is Louis Anderson.
Top five answer on the board. The funniest Louis would have been.
Louis C.K.
As these guys are blue, Louis Vuittons on Mary's shoes.
Sorry, that's all I got. Sorry.
If it angers you anymore as this WAPO article continues.
Whoa. Sounds racist when you say it that way.
That angers me.
It says, "As I confess, I'm just as guilty of wearing yoga pants as anyone else."
Oh, what the fuck? Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, okay, you know what happened there was she had nothing and the deadline was the next day, so she had to write something for her editors.
Right. Yep.
That's all that was.
Yep. There have been plenty of occasions since I moved back to the suburbs that I've thrown on a pair of black leggings and gone about my day. Recently, I wore yoga pants and sneakers to tutor a student I work with. He's from China, a single father raising a son.
All right, now she's just basically fucking showing off.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then he says, "How
charitable and awesome I am."
And then he says, "You look comfortable today." And I guess that's what tipped her off to this story in the beginning. She's like, "I am comfortable." And then she was shamed because I guess a Chinaman talked about
Chinaman is not the right term. I'm 100% positive.
Please.
I am
Chinaman anymore.
100% positive that is not acceptable anymore.
I don't think you could say that anymore.
I'll give you a pass, but just so you know, you're not allowed.
Is it China woman?
No, it's not the man or woman part. It's the
China. I think it's the way you. I think you said men and not man. Chinaman.
Yeah,
Chinaman.
A Chinese man. You meant
a Chinese man.
That's what she meant to say. You said it too fast.
I said it too fast.
Yeah, you sound like a racist World War II vet.
Oh,
the goddamn Chinaman coming up over
eyeball
the hill.
To eyeball.
It is Chinaman way. A ding a ling a ching a chong a ching a chong chu.
Oh, yeah. Well, Dutch was hitting Chinese people in Breckenridge last night.
I was not.
Or as they would say, Breckenridge.
He did say he was hitting the slope, so I'm assuming that's what he was doing.
I didn't say that. You said that.
God.
Jeez. Then I went out to
Dutch,
go,
come
I
on.
Like, I said, I run up to go skiing, and you're like, oh, so you're saying you were hitting the slopes? I was like, sure. And then everybody jumped on me as if I was beating up Asians.
All right.
Shall we move on?
Yeah. Let's do this one. This is a fun one.
Is it what I think it is?
What do you mean?
A fun one?
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's the
everyone from Florida.
This is the game, Doug.
Mommy! Yeah, mommy! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Come to the back of the boat!
Alabama Warrior!
Thank you.
Stupid! Oh, no, we're gonna get
we'll
try
He's
you off.
He's very dumb.
Stupid!
You're driving a line.
Yay! You played it! We needed it earlier.
Florida woman aims guns laser sights at black McDonald's customer while yelling racial slurs.
What'd you do?
Remember when you were talking about...
What did you do?
Perfectly timed, Dutch. Perfectly timed. Yes. Remember what you were talking about earlier? There's old people yelling things. Well, here's another one, Mark.
Here we
do
go.
We have audio of her
oh,
yelling?
I have a story. I don't know.
Oh,
police say she's facing charges after she pointed a gun at several bystanders at a Northside McDonald's. Tonight, we're hearing from one of those people. Investigators say 55-year-old Mary Ullman pulled a gun on Charles Daniels as he was going to the restaurant for lunch. Daniels told
police. Charlie Daniels?
Yes, Marie.
Is that Jesse Ventura yelling at me
right,
on the side?
No, that's an ad with Jesse Ventura in it. Leave it alone, okay?
Okay, because he was yelling at me. I can see
Jesse
it.
Jesse Ventura's on, then if he hears his name, you know he's going to call in, and that's always weird. All right, let's do this.
Parked next to her, backed up to straighten his car, and might have upset her. Tonight he's talking to Channel 4's Destiny McKeever. She's joining us live from the scene near River City Marketplace with what he had to say. Destiny.
So much background noise.
Whoa, hold on. A lot of things to dissect here.
She next to a river? A
lot of things to dissect here. The Tom delays were amazing in this. Secondly, it sounds...
At least four.
Yeah, it sounds like she is recording in a fucking wind tunnel. I mean...
Shall we rewind and count the Tom delays?
Yeah, here we go.
The gun on Charles Daniels as he was going to the restaurant for lunch. Daniels told police he parked next to her, backed up to straighten his car, and might have upset her. Tonight he's talking to Channel 4's Destiny McKeever. She's joining us live for a scene near River City Marketplace with what he had to say. Destiny.
One Tom delay, two Tom delays, three Tom delays.
Well, Ethan Daniels tells us he's not really sure what set Ullman off. He says he pulled up to this parking lot here at McDonald's and parked right next to her. He says things then went downhill from there.
She was racial slurs, this and that, but... My grandfather didn't raise us that way, so I overlooked it.
Charles Daniels says he tried his best to ignore this woman, Mary.
This guy's a fucking saint. He should have punched her in her fat potato face.
Dude, and you know that his grandfather has seen some real fucking racist shit.
Right.
Like, you know that, and he's like, my grandfather didn't raise us that way. Like, he's biting his tongue so bad. Good on you, grandfather.
My senior. My grandfather told me never to have an argument in the parking lot of a McDonald's. Especially on a day so close to Christmas.
Doesn't matter if you can see his can of fucking horse see.
The Ullman yesterday. Both he and Ullman parked outside of this River City McDonald's during lunchtime. Daniel says he parked next to Ullman, but his car was crooked. He says as he backed up and straightened it out, she pointed a gun at him.
Going on.
All right, so typical McDonald's experience.
I really like the cutaway scenes where they showed what it looks
what
like
a car
to
looks like
to reverse a car.
What a McDonald's looks like.
That was helpful.
I didn't know what that
I pieced
was.
The story together better.
It's racist shit.
So, you ever want to see people in eating their shame, drive through McDonald's parking lot around lunchtime, and people that are eating in their car in the parking lot. So they don't even want to go inside, so people don't see them.
Can I just ask the group a McDonald's related question?
Absolutely, that's what we're here for.
Perfect. Royce and I stopped at a McDonald's for the first time in maybe a year.
It had been a while.
And because
we were desperately
hungry, had skipped breakfast, were on our way somewhere else, and needed to eat. And so we figured if we got some breakfast sandwiches, that would tie us over, right? So we order the sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin, and both of us take a bite into it. And I don't know if it was because we were hungry, if it was because we were hungover from drinking the night before, or if because the food actually got better. But both of us thought that that was the fluffiest, most delicious sandwich we had ever tasted.
It was the most delicious breakfast sandwich I've had in my entire life.
Both of us looked at each other.
Yes.
That is correct, but did you pay for it 4 hours later?
No,
actually, I survived.
I know that McDonald's had taken a lot of heat over the last couple of years because the quality of their food had been, well, I mean, obviously it's subpar more than
actual food
that you would make at a grocery store, et cetera, but now they're advertising, we use all white chicken meat for our chicken McNuggets and blah, blah, blah.
I know, they're going with granola looking commercials these days.
Royce and Marie, I live down the street from a McDonald's.
You could walk to McDonald's from Mark's house. Walk to
every goddamn day of my fucking work week. There are people that are literally willing to risk life or death just to go. Arr! They're just crossing lanes, cutting off traffic to get into the two lanes, to get into the fucking drive through lane at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, it's like fucking Mad Max beyond McDonald's throne. You know, so I'm saying
it is fucking the things that people will do in a drive through. I really believe that most drive-thrus at lunchtime become demilitarized zones, like, because there's no rules. And
it is a free-for-all, yeah.
And like you said, Mark, most drive-thrus now, doesn't matter what restaurant it is, now have the two drive-thru system, you know?
Yeah.
And people still do not understand how it works.
They don't get it. But no,
It's a zipper system. Not fucking go whenever you think, and then the order gets fucked up, and then I got a fucking wrong sample. No, I'm sorry. I'm taking it out.
But I will say that I have not seen any gangster rap like red laser scopes on my
yet.
Street.
At least for now, anyway. Let's finish this.
On about my business, as I got ready to walk in, I saw a red beam on my shoulder.
Oh, shit.
She was pointing. I looked, and she had her gun pointed at me.
What? According to a JS...
What? She had a laser on her gun, too?
Yeah, you fuck. It's Florida.
Holy shit.
Florida. It's the new Wild West, baby.
That's absolutely correct. Ed Harris is going to show up here soon and try to hunt people.
I don't think you
understand. It's getting crazy here.
Oh, boy.
Fucking, it's like Westworld with more Jimmy Buffett. That's what Florida is.
Well, I better park straight.
fucking Christ. That's where we are. We're Westworld with fucking Margaritavilles.
More Jimmy Buffett.
It's fucking terrible, guys. State is flat and
fucked
stupid.
Up because it's true.
We're joke. I apologize to people all the time. I go, and when I'm Ubering, I'm like, so what have you heard of Florida? And then they go, it's okay, you can tell me. And then I'm like, yeah, it's a real shithole. I go, look, not all of us are like that. I start apologizing for the state. It sucks to have to apologize to your state to everyone
Are you using Uber just to apologize to out-of-towners?
I've been out apologizing for Florida a lot.
Let me tell you something. I've lived in Florida basically all my life. Florida's really, really wacky. It's a little southern, a little crazy, a little progressive, a little, like, just...
A little bit country.
A little bit rock and roll.
All mashed together in this, like, huge, like, shepherd's pie of what the fuck is going on.
Is that a pee?
Florida man just fucking accelerated it, but I'm telling you, like... Nothing's changed.
A Florida man has its own Twitter handle and Reddit sub thing. I mean,
yes, it does.
That's how many terrible things happen.
FARC has a channel dedicated to just Florida.
We are just fucking shithole.
Central.
Yeah.
When you got a fast food chain like Sonic trashing Florida in their commercials, you know your state's pretty bad.
Yeah, well, I don't want Sonic talking shit because their hot dogs are fucking subpar.
Exactly.
So police report the gun scare didn't stop.
You know what it is? It's like I could talk shit about Florida because I live in Florida,
right. But
I don't want you motherfuckers talking shit about Florida.
Yeah, it's not
I'm the one who could beat up my younger brother, not you.
Exactly.
It's like it's not like Iowa's any better.
Perfect. Well, look, no one here is saying
down here. come down here and live here for a year. Let's see if you fucking handle this shit as well as we do. I'm telling you.
You're right.
This is the challenge.
Yeah, I'd rather not. I'm in Colorado and it's kind of awesome.
I'm telling you.
Oh, God. By the way, we need to fucking visit you. We've got our passports, by the way. We're all set and ready to go. So, Colorado, Washington, that will be happening in 2017.
You know, Mark, you don't need a passport. Yeah, you don't need a passport to go in.
It's for leaving Florida.
Is that just a policy that Colombians have to take?
What? Hey, you know what? At least Colombians have been able to freely fly. Fucking Cubans have to fucking make rafts out of doors to get here. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny because it's true. Let's finish the story.
There, police say Omen got out of her car and followed Daniels inside of the McDonald's. Two witnesses working at the restaurant told police Omen even pointed the gun at them.
Am I going to be all right and everybody else?
Hit some little niggas with a freeze pop.
Didn't mean to hit that.
Yes!
I fat fingered
that. I haven't heard that one in forever.
I was trying to pull it over to a bam! Thing and I accidentally
pressed it. Hit some little freeze pop.
Hungry.
Bam! Hit them little niggas with a freeze pop.
Yes! By the way,
I forgot about that button too.
Can I say that this black guy that they're interviewing looks really calm and he has his glasses on? Like, you know, he looks like what was that movie where Denzel Washington was blind and it was The Book of Eli? He looks like he's about to go off on some kung fu shit if someone pushed him just a little bit too far.
Right,
Denzel, man.
Yeah,
fuck you up.
About everybody else when she started pointing to the drive-through window.
When asking Daniels what got Omen upset or if he thought this could have been prevented, he told us no. He says all you can do these days is pray.
Look beyond the racial divide, but prayer.
Are they showing off his Jaguar?
It's a nice car. Yeah. I mean, not going to say it's not.
Is that what they were doing?
But I got to say, big ups to this dude because he had Jedi calmness. Because that's like... To still be this, I would be screaming if a fat lady was pointing a gun at me. I'd be on the news going, and then the fucking bitch gets out of her fat car and pours her fat gun at me with her fat fingers. I would not be calm saying we need to break the racial divide. I'd be like, we gotta kill all these fat fucking bitches here who are pointing guns at people.
Maybe you should learn from this guy.
Was this just completely free of provocation? Like she just decided.
Exactly.
I'm thinking, hey, dude, it's gotta be meth, right? Something like that.
It's Florida.
I was wondering, if it is, does she just, every time she sees a black person, she just does that?
Well, it is. Right. It was Jacksonville, by the way.
Ask George Zimmerman. He could probably answer that for you.
By the way, George Zimmerman, white guy who looks Puerto Rican with a Jewish last name. That guy's all fucked over, besides killing a kid. This is Jacksonville, by the way. I don't know if we said specifically where in Florida it was. where Leonard Skinner's from?
Skinner! Charlie Daniels approves.
Charles Daniels.
Ah! Ah!
We have to come back outside where the wind is blowing to sum up the story.
Right next to an idling SUV.
No, jet engine.
Yeah.
I
hope the last 20 seconds of this interview was we asked him how he remained calm, and he replied, dude, I'm high.
I'm so high right now. That would have been great. I am high. By the way. Somebody already sent me a link. One of the first pot places in Florida is already opening up in Orange County. And
That's amazing.
They have a list of all the things that you could do to qualify. And the places are going to have doctors inside of the store to be able to give scripts out. That's
convenient.
Yeah. And I qualify because if you have an anxiety disorder, IBS, or any sort of...
Oh, yeah, I'd qualify.
Or any sort of chronic pain. And, Mark, I know you have your back thing that's fucked up. So any sort of chronic pain...
I think lupus counts, right?
Yeah.
I'll smoke the chronic for that pain,
that's
whatever.
That's correct. So it's kind of cool seeing that shit happen in here. You saw what happened in Massachusetts? I just heard it before the show started. Even though they passed it recreationally, they're passing a bill now to delay it 6 months. It's supposed to
delay it.
Yeah, it was supposed to become active in January. But now they want to push it back to June, and that's fucked up, dude. Because that makes the vote doesn't matter. Even if you vote for something, the government
the
can change it afterwards.
After we vote for it,
so I don't know what's going to happen. The governor could veto it. I don't know what he's going to do or not. But
hey, guess what? It's still illegal, and I still buy it for my parents. I buy it for my friends. I buy it for anybody else. I don't give a shit. Like the fact that it's illegal makes it better. Yeah. Smoking. Inhaling it in my goddamn lungs until I'm dead, so everyone can go fuck themselves. Not you guys.
So that's the thing.
Thanks, Mark.
Pot has never been hard to get. Like it's ridiculous to me. But I'm really, I mean, 27 states sued. Florida got medical, which means it's either between 2 to 4 years before we go recreational, like Colorado did, you know? And
yeah,
again,
dude.
You guys have a surplus, dude. You guys are feeding homeless. I was reading an article. They're feeding and clothing homeless people with the taxes from pot.
Oh, that's nice.
You guys made $3 billion motherfucking dollars in revenue.
Yeah, dude, it's a matter of time. There's too much money to be made, and it's not going to last forever.
Bill Hicks talked about this in 1991 on Rant and E Minor. He was talking about cash crop, biggest cash crop in America, hash. You legalize it right now, our deficit is completely wiped out. But there's no money in it until, you know, you got to drink your drink, but you can't smoke your drink. Now everyone's starting to fucking figure this shit out, like, oh, because fucking old people, old white politicians are fucking stupid as fuck.
Well, yeah, you say that, but here comes the mayor of Denver. I would love it.
Everybody's got a price.
Wouldn't it be great
for $10 million?
Wouldn't it be great if when the governor of Colorado came out, he was just throwing money at people like Floyd Mayweather, you know, just fucking making it rain.
Like, I'm making it rain on this whole state.
You know what they're acting like? They're acting like, you know, like a corporation, when a department has a surplus and they have to use it, or if not, they won't get the money the next year. That's what Colorado's like. Look, we got this money. We have to use it. What do we? I don't know. Buy jackets for homeless people. I don't know. We have all this money. Weren't they giving money back to you guys, Dutch?
That actually is how it works. If you have like a certain amount coming in and you're not using it, federal takes it.
Exactly. So now they're trying to just fucking anything they can. They're just like, okay, whatever. They gave money back to you guys, right? Wasn't that something that happened too where they...
No, they're just basically redoing the majority of the infrastructure. Like, all the roads are finally getting repaved.
And again, everybody is saying, how are we going to pay for infrastructure? That's how you pay for the fucking infrastructure.
Right there, baby.
Boom. That's an easily solved problem. I will happily pay tax for something if it means, like an adult, I could get up, get in my car, and go to a store and buy it. You know what I mean? And not have to fucking worry about anything. That would be so much easier. You know? But... it's getting there, so we'll fucking see what happens, and hopefully this fucking...
Hopefully they don't fuck us.
I know, but you know, they're going to fuck us. They'll find a way to fuck us. They always fuck us.
Oh, I wish they would take me out to dinner and to a movie before they fuck me.
Like Mark said, there's always a loophole for the poop hole.
For the poop hole.
So,
no, seriously, as it is quoted by Sir Ben Kingsley in Sexy Beast, which you guys should watch, by the way, it's a really good movie, where there's a will and there is always a fucking will, there is a way and there is always a fucking way. So if they're going to fuck me, I'm going to fuck them first. I don't give a fuck.
I agree. All right, go to break.
Rebel Mark.
We're coming back after this, and we're coming back hard as fuck.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to DealFlix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's DealFlix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, a new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio!
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Nixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Yeah, exactly. The book is fucking funny, though.
Oh, yeah.
Of the few books I've read.
You read it?
Yeah. I read a book and it didn't have pictures in it. And they didn't pop up at me.
It also didn't moo when you pushed a button.
Talk Radio Meltdown.
Hey, you didn't say yes when I proposed to you. You said don't be a dick and then you punched me right in the vault, boy.
Well, because you're a cunt.
Talk Radio Meltdown on More Like Radio. Every Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Listen live at morelikeradio.com.
Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What you want to do? You want to go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't want to play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Da, 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 da,
da, da. MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
Roger is truly one of the most interesting people I know. He's also a pathetic drug addict. Now, I'm going to read a list of different drugs, and Roger, if you hear one you're not on right now, raise your hand. Cocaine, heroin, ecstasy, crack, Oxycontin, meth, steroids, cooked down Afrin, euphoria, the fake drug from 90210. Okay, next I'd like to introduce a woman who is in a rare group for Roger. One who hasn't penetrated him with a strap-on.
Ho-ho!
Let's hear it for Francine Smith.
Oh, thank you, Stan. Roger, you're the most disgusting, out-of-shape piece of shit I've ever met in my life. And I know Sammy Hagar.
A few years ago, we thought it would be a good idea to get Roger a checking account to teach him responsibility. Here's what old Rog did. Here's check 001, the only check Roger ever wrote. Please note that in the date line, he's written today, comma, 1783. It's made out for the amount of $72 million, and it's payable to drugs. In the memo line, it says, for drugs, yo, and it's signed John Travolta. Anyway, this was the only check he ever wrote. The rest of the checks have holes in them because Roger got drunk and raped them.
Roger's June 4th diary entry. It says $1 million ideas, and under it, it reads diarrhea equals Rhea Perlman.
No!
The rest of the pages have holes in them because he raped them.
All right, it's time to hear from the man of the hour. Roger, you drunk, lazy cocksucker, get the waiter's dick out of your mouth and get up here.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in, 954-573-2780. So, boy, Grizz. So welcome
back.
Welcome back. Oh, we bought tickets for
the gun show,
Fort Rock.
Yeah.
Is that what it's called? Fort Rock.
Mm.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a music festival in Fort Myers, Florida. It's,
oh, nice.
More like Fort Myers.
Soundgarden. Soundgarden, A Perfect Circle.
Mastodon fuckers.
Mastodon. Def Leppard.
Hey, boys from my hometown.
Oh,
from Atlanta, ATL?
Are they from Atlanta? Man.
They are from Atlanta.
Wow. Also Jehovah's Witness. That's not true. that was a lie.
Man, that's really weird.
All right. Well, Marie,
here's how old I am. Soundgarden was the very first concert that I saw in 1994.
Oh. Well, that's nice. That's a fun
concert. What was everybody else's first concert?
Oh, okay. My first
Dave Matthews Band.
Okay.
I say first real one too. So like if your parents took you to one when you were like 8, right. I don't really think that counts. It has to be one that like you chose to go to with your own.
I'm trying to remember.
You know,
more money. I would fuck.
You guys the always one make fun I went, mine.
Yeah, Dave Matthews at the old Mile High Stadium with my brother Joe, and I saw a lot of boobs that night.
I think
that was the one. But like the one I went by myself, if you're using that as a caveat, I think Warped
Tour. No, you don't have to go by yourself.
99.
Just to show you that you wanted to go to.
I think mine was System of the Down. Pretty sure.
Nice.
That's cool.
Pretty
First
sure.
First of all, it's of a down, but.
No. This is before they added the of the. I just made that up. They were really fucking good. Like, it wasn't a big theatrical show like when we saw Guns N' Roses. By the way, best concert I've ever seen. But they did really good. And
I've seen System of a Down. They're pretty good live, man.
Yeah, and one of my other favorite concerts is Incubus. Incubus was fucking great live.
I wish I'd seen Incubus. Are they still around?
I saw them in college. They were good.
I think they're around. They had an album come out a couple years ago.
I haven't heard of them in like 10 years.
No, yeah, they had an album come out a couple years ago. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. I'll have to check that out, man. Yeah, I used to love them.
Side note to my first concert. So originally my first concert was to be Nirvana, and they actually played in Lakeland, Florida when I was growing up here, but I got in trouble because I said something to my mom. She got pissed off. She grounded me, and I was like, well, I'll just see them when they came back.
Yeah.
Did she ground you or did she hit me with a frying pan?
Mm. God, I wish I would have gladly taken the fucking frying pan if I could have gotten to see Nirvana with Pixies opening up. So, yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I just remember the conversation you guys were having about having Hispanic mothers.
Yeah, but Mark, you ended up seeing Nirvana later, right? Nothing tragic happened?
Well, no, because
he was fine.
Oh.
No.
Eric says in the Facebook chat that Gloria Estefan live in SeaWorld in New Year's 1988.
My first concert was the Jingle Ball presented by Zeta, the
Name
rock
the
state,
band. Name the band.
The rock station in South Florida
Name
that was
the
super
band.
Cool.
Name the band.
And the lineup for the Jingle Ball the year I went with my friend, no parents.
It
started out with Mesh and then Saliva, and then the headliner was Nickelback.
Nice
and that was before Look At This Photograph too. That was from their original album.
Oh, you didn't even get good Nickelback. I say that jokingly, there's no such thing, but you didn't get their best song of all time then. You didn't even see Nickelback in their prime.
No, I didn't get that.
Picture of a big fat ass.
Remember how mad Ryan got at this song?
Yeah.
He's like, you made a whole song about an inside joke.
We can't even see the hat he's wearing.
Wait, what was Marie's?
I just said it.
Nickelback.
Oh, right.
Not paying attention.
I was not paying attention.
Where's the beef? Jesus Christ. What happened to you?
The whole reason why we're playing
I totally
Nickelback.
I
passed out for the last 15 seconds.
Can I say the other day when I was...
No, I wasn't. I was reading chat. Back and reading the chat.
Dude, you want to talk about having a where's the beef moment? Royce had one last night. That was really funny.
Can I tell you when I was perusing porn?
I have that ready to play, by the way, if you want.
I mean,
whose story is better?
I don't know. I mean, you could... As long as I, let me write my, you could do yours so I don't forget mine. Go ahead, play it.
When it comes to parents, they always have to die in movies for kids to take over. That's like Disney 101. In fact, Disney likes to kill off parents from like the first 10 minutes of a movie just so that the kids can go off on their own storyline. Remember Bambi? They're like, mother, dead.
Yeah, Justin's
the Lion King.
Father,
Finding
dead.
Finding Nemo.
Yep, dead.
Up.
Get rid of them parents. Pesky parents getting in the way of kids having an adventure.
None of them have both of their parents. I can't remember anything.
Disney really is hitting on like the, you know,
No, it's formulaic. It's a structure that Walt Disney actually created.
Oh, Justin brings up another one, Bambi. There's an older one.
I said it first.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Where's the beef? Gee, that was the first one she started with.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Behind the scenes stuff.
Lion King.
Behind.
Anybody say Finding Nemo yet?
you guys are mean.
That anyway. Was just so... It was literally within 20 seconds of her saying it.
I was perusing pornography, and I was using Elephant Tube, by the way, Dutch. Thanks
so
to
what
you.
Was Marie's first concert?
Nickelback.
And what was Mark's again?
It was Soundgarden.
And Royce's?
Bees.
Bees?
Beads?
All right, Royce, Ease. Your porn story. Go.
I was perusing pornography, and I was using
elephant porn.
Not elephant porn. Elephant Tube, because Dutch recommended it. It's a very good site.
It's the kayak of porn sites, because it searches all the porn sites.
An elephant never
Wait, which
forgets.
One now? Which one?
Elephant Tube. Tube is like the Travelocity of
like
porn.
Oh, fuck that. I use porn.
Okay, Google.
Come on, amateurs. Come
Add
on.
Elephant Tube to my notes.
Okay.
Okay. That's awesome. It's great because when you put it in, it does filter through all of them. That was hilarious. There you go.
Add it to my keep notes. That was perfect. Thanks for
there
that.
There we go.
Later on, he's going to be like, what do I have to do today? Check out Elephant Tube.
Check
all
out
right.
my... There
that was,
we go.
That was a... That felt like a Norm Macdonald note to self.
Jerk off later.
You know, anyway, I'm going through Elephant Tube. And so every time you click, you know, a video, it takes you to a different site. And one of the sites, it was a legit donation thing, and it said, jerk off for Aleppo. I swear to God.
What?
What? Apparently, if
for
you
people
pay-
who don't know, to describe what Aleppo is.
Well, it is a
yeah, Gary Johnson. To describe what Aleppo is.
It is a city in Syria where my father was born. Was, yeah. My father was born in Aleppo.
Yeah. And in Syria.
He was?
Yep.
Oh wow! Your dad's Syrian? I thought
no. My dad's Armenian, but Armenia was not a country when my father was born, and they were and they were all displaced in other countries because of the whole genocide thing that the United States won't talk about.
No, I'm fully aware. Yeah,
and Turkey like trying to kill us all.
Still are.
So anyway, this site apparently, if you sign up, pay for them. Whoever still pays for porn. And they give the donation straight to Aleppo. So you could save somebody right now in a city that's being bombed.
By jerking off?
By jerking off. And I was jerking
Getting
off.
Getting loads and loads of relief right now.
My mistake was.
Hey, there you go.
Royce, why don't there you spread is. Your seed over in Aleppo?
Well, here's the problem.
Spread your seed of love all over Aleppo.
My mistake was I was jerking off to Aleppo.
No.
And I was doing it wrong.
No.
And that's on me.
No, don't
that's
do that.
Not on
the
me.
Pictures that are coming out
You're
of it.
You're doing it wrong!
Yes, you are. Oh, my God. That's a great drop.
What are you doing?
It's fucking hilarious. Oh, fuck.
Dicks out for Aleppo?
Yep. Hey!
All right.
Did it work?
I don't know.
You're not jerking off hard enough then.
I don't know.
Keep going.
Come on, jerk off like you mean it. Jerk off like you care about lives.
They're still dying over there.
All right. Well,
liberty. Para libertad.
Marie, you want to read the Cinnabon thing?
Do I?
Go ahead.
Okay. Cinnabon apologizes over Carrie Fisher Best Buns tweet. I'll post a picture of what they tweeted.
And I think, I honestly believe she would have thought it was funny. Seriously, it wasn't even that bad. It was just...
I posted the picture of a screenshot of Cinnabon's tweet. And it says, R.A.P. Carrie Fisher, you will always have
the
best buns.
That's the problem.
Yep.
Oh, it was a too soon?
Yep. Okay. It's a too soon issue. Yeah. That's what they did.
No.
I don't think so, but...
I disagree. I think that, like Royce mentioned... She would have been in on the joke. She didn't give a fuck the last 15, 20 years
she
of her
really
life.
Did.
Like, she embraced
yeah,
all that
what
shit.
About, like,
she
her
would,
kid,
she would have
though.
Told you to go fuck yourself, but she would have been in on the joke.
Yeah.
How about, I'll play devil's advocate. What are the kids who are mourning the death of their mom thinking?
Oh, they don't know. They're fucking dumb. All fucking teenage and millennials
Jesus.
Are fucking stupid. I'm sorry, but, you know, like, whatever.
I'll tell you what.
They use Twitter.
I'll tell you what I thought. I thought, man, I really want a Cinnabon now. because, man, they're delicious. Like,
oh, it's like cement,
they
though.
They really are.
So good.
You eat that shit and you get weighted down.
Yeah. Mm. And I think Steve Martin got in trouble, too, when he deleted a tweet. And his wasn't even that offensive.
What was?
Yeah, I'll pull it up.
Yeah.
Well, okay, the full Cinnabon tweet was, R.I.P. Carrie Fisher, you'll always have the best buns in the galaxy with the Cinnabon on the Leia hair bun. So that was the tweet. And it says, well, we probably meant to be a sweet tribute to Carrie Fisher, but Cinnabon is now catching some heat from fans over a tweet. After the world learned about the Star Wars actress's death, the Cinnabon, or Cinnamon Bun Company, tweeted out a photo showing Princess Leia's profile drawn in flower. Oh, I didn't know that was in flower. That's even cooler. And the company, with the Cinnabon roll in the place of her iconic hair bun. R.A.P. Carrie Fisher. While the company meant no harm, fans didn't take it that way because we're all assholes and self-indulgent millennials.
That doesn't say that. It doesn't say that in there.
And immediately bombarded their Twitter page with angry messages. Tacky, get over yourself and stop capitalizing on the tragic loss of an icon. Cinnabon.
I can see like why you're trying to get like more hits to your Twitter thing by doing that. But at the same time, who gives a fuck?
But listen, I'm telling you, like, if you listen to The Real Thing on morelikeradio.com Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and if you download our podcast or whatever, thank you very much. You will know that even she knew. Listen, if I'm going to get a good table at a restaurant, she's not going to mention her critically acclaimed novel Postcards, aka Postcards from the Edge. She's not going to say, hey, did you see me in When Harry Met Sally? She's fucking Princess Leia. Everybody knows there's this Princess fucking Leia, and she's gonna get that shit because she's embracing it. Like, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
Steve Martin,
she was funny. I saw that Twitter post that you put on there.
And like, come on now. Like, listen, it's like my co-host Chris, my friend Chris said, like, all the bands, all the actors that are all about forgetting about the thing that they're very most known for. Like, we're not going to play.
I'm working on a new project now. Jam.
We're not going to do Han Solo because we're Harrison Ford. Like, dude, just fucking own it. Who cares? You're getting paid truckloads full of money backed up in your fucking parking lot. Just do the thing. Like,
I love how Han Solo was all Han Solo. He is Han Solo. But how Harrison Ford was all, you know, mad about the Han Solo thing, and he doesn't want to be typecast, but he's making a new Blade Runner. Like, make up your fucking mind, dude. Like,
yeah, then don't fucking do it.
Yeah.
Well, no, he did the most recent Star Wars. When did he say he didn't want to be typecasted?
He was a long time he wanted Han Solo killed off. He wanted him killed off.
He wanted to get out of the house so he didn't have to deal with Callista Flockhart. My guess.
They're still together, you're right.
My guess.
I don't blame him.
Speculation.
Well, Steve Martin got in trouble. Steve Martin's tribute to the late Carrie Fisher did not sit well with some. He tweeted something. The actor tweeted about Fisher following the news that Star Wars actress died Tuesday after suffering a heart attack. Here's what Steve Martin tweeted, and I want you to tell me if this is offensive or not. I'm reading a verbatim. When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher, she was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well. That's what he tweeted.
Let me read it again.
I'll read it again.
Yeah.
When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher, she was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well. New York Magazine noted Martin's tweet focused on her physicality rather than her talents. Or her
listen,
impact.
Listen, I'm not making a point that hasn't already been made on Hippo Juice, but like Marie and Dutch and Royce and everybody else has said, like, it's literally this year has sucked, not just because of all the people that have died, because, you know, people are going to die in 2017. We've got President Trump coming on the way. That's fine. But everyone is getting so goddamn sensitive about this or that. They're just like micromanaging, like, all of the minutia of how you are getting offended. Just fucking take it for what it is.
Question.
Like, everything doesn't have to be broken down into a fucking offensive comment all the goddamn time. It's so fucking infuriating.
I have a question for you. Do you think that that climate, this what you're talking about, will shift now that we have a guy who shoots it from the hip and doesn't really give a fuck about feelings in
worse.
The president?
It's going to get worse. Bigger divide, bro.
It's completely divisive at this point. Like, it's not going to improve until something's got to give either on one side or the other, and each side are just completely deviating away. They're just like moving in opposite directions. It will not happen. It will not happen.
I'm talking about the whole politically incorrect thing.
Well, here's the thing.
You know, we as a tribe, meaning Americans, kind of, you know, you kind of go with whatever it is.
Wait. Before you go any further, I'll just say – You noted it was Americans, not Americans, which
right.
is basically what you know we're trying to point.
See, this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We're Americans, yeah. bro.
So I mean, you kind of do as what your president does because that's the leader. I think I disagree with you. I think the climate, this PC stuff, there is a pushback. A lot of people are going, no, fuck you, fuck this whole nonsense of everybody getting offended by everything, everybody getting a trophy. There is a pushback, it's clear. That, you know, that Trump is one of those guys who doesn't give a fuck about that
Dutch,
kind of stuff.
South Park did it the best, and now you don't want South Park. But after Trump won, they had Garrison, who's Trump in this situation, walk right up to PC Principal and say, "You made me." And that's what happened. I believe, and I'll say it again, the reason Trump won is because I believe a lot of people that don't even really like him or wouldn't voted for him normally, wouldn't have, were so sick of being, like you said, micromanaged and being told. People that would normally be like, dude, when you have people like John Cleese, who's always been a big liberal progressive guy, going, this PC culture's crazy, that's a problem. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, when Jerry Seinfeld can't tell jokes, Jerry Seinfeld, the cleanest comedian of all time.
And when he gets on and just starts ripping apart the PC police, you're right.
I mean, there was an article that I read where it was basically criticizing the latest season of South Park, basically saying that this season of South Park was not as good as previous seasons because hear me out.
Sure.
Because reality had out South Parked South Park this season.
I'll say, you know what?
Which like they can't get any more crazier than it is right now. However, what I will say is this: is that If we're getting into a mode where, you know, we've got to kind of like settle down and everything else, it's like Daniel Tosh, Anthony Jeselnik, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, like all the comedy people that, you know, everybody that is on Hippo Juice knows and loves.
Yeah.
Bill Hicks, for example. Like, if there's a good joke, you will make it. It doesn't matter if it's offensive. All jokes are going to be offensive no matter what you say.
Agreed.
But as long as you're willing to actually like speak it out and like own up to it and everything, then you can make jokes about abortion or fucking
I child, told you that you know, I came up
killed or all that type of shit.
I came up in conversation with Marie's family during dinner because of the stuff that I post on Facebook. And, you know,
half my family secretly loves Royce for what he posts, but they will never like anything. They just tell me it on the side.
Because it's not PC.
Exactly. Yeah.
But
can I ask a question about the Steve Martin tweet? Do you think he was just doing the Eric Cartman, women are funny, get over it?
No, I think
it kind of sounded like he was doing the women are funny, get over it.
I think he was just being sweet.
How?
I think it was he was being sweet. But the fact that they says that they turned out to be witty and she turned out to be witty, I think he was.
Read it again. Hold on. Read it again.
When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher, she was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well.
Women are smart. Women are funny. Get over it.
I don't think that's what he was doing.
That's what he said. I don't know if he was doing it on purpose or not.
Why does that have to be fucking broken down? Just like from your heart, from your like instant reaction. If you had a gun to your head, like what was he like? He was just honoring his friend. Like I don't
right. But I'm almost
positive that they didn't work together professionally, like on any sort of project.
I am not bashing Steve Martin. I'm not saying he wasn't being honest and genuine. I think what naturally came out. And I think what naturally came out is what PC culture is now dictating us to say. What Eric Cartman was joking about.
But watch, dude, there's some movies you watch. We were talking about even some of the Christmas movies we mentioned. They can't get away with some of the stuff today. And it's very sad to me because I think in many ways some comedy is being, you know, limited. You know what I mean? Like, in my opinion.
But my counter to that is this, is that if you had the funds, if you had a production company backing you, I mean, Mersh, for example, Mersh, a friend of Hippo Juice, if you were willing to take the risk right now in 2016 going into 2017,
yeah,
that you're saying that would not be embraced. But I honestly think it would, because people really do feel that way. Like Royce and Dutch and Marie and everybody else on Hippo Juice is talking about, like, where people actually feel that way. People want that kind of humor and they want that sort of honesty out in the forefront. It will be successful.
That's the reason why this show exists. The reason why any is, because after the whole nip slip at the Super Bowl,
yep,
the FCC,
that was the
crackdown
moment
on talk radio, hot talk radio, went away because the fines went from $10,000 an instance per station to $100,000 an instance per station.
That
gave birth to satellite radio. And if people don't want to or can't afford to pay for that nonsense, they turn to the internet, which is why shows like us thrive.
So, in essence, this whole comment section is basically just patting itself on the back.
You cut out.
We were one of the first ones in, too.
Yeah.
Are we blaming
you cut out?
Mark cut out a little bit, but are you saying that it's Janet Jackson's fault for PC culture?
Well, I think the moment
I will never blame Timberlake because he's God in my eyes. So, yeah, it's definitely Janet Jackson.
I think the moment Janet Jackson's nipple came out was the moment that Howard Stern's career died. And I believe that was the moment, because that type of edginess and that type of stuff couldn't really be done anymore. Not the way it used to be. And
especially because of the fines. You don't want to spend that money.
And here's the problem is that the other problem is that, you know, now, like, Louis C.K. got in trouble because he tweeted Daniel Tosh that he thought he was funny. But apparently Daniel Tosh made some sort of rape joke and people were mad at him. So then people started coming after Louis C.K. And now what's happening is...
That was a long time ago.
I know. Exactly. But my point is now the minority.
Careful now with the minority talk, bruh.
No, I actually meant the minority of people that are offended have such a powerful.
There you go. Very good. 2016, 2017 PC culture.
Yeah. Have such a grasp on. They get people fired. That's the problem.
They have a louder voice.
They get people fired. People lose their jobs for dumb shit. Steve Martin, no matter what he does now, the guy is a comic legend. He made The Jerk.
Remember King Tut?
Well, let's calm down.
Okay.
He's my favorite honky.
Let's relax.
That was embarrassing.
I'll even take Two Wild and Crazy Guys. No problem. But don't throw King Tut at me. Don't do that. The Jerk.
But again, I know what you're saying, Royce, but there's the thing. I feel like there is a pushback. There are people, like you were saying earlier, the pushback was getting Trump elected because everybody's starting to get sick of being told how to be outraged.
The pushback, we are witnessing it. For every person that says, I want to be PC and I want you to be PC too, there's now other people that are becoming alt-right, which are essentially neo-Nazis. Like, we got neo-Nazis back.
Yeah. No, they're not essentially. They are. I mean, it's pretty blatant.
Like,
I mean,
not everybody.
Neo-Nazis and alt-right-wingers are now in the forefront of the news because of the fact we have PC culture.
I'll tell you what happened with the alt-right. What happened to the alt-right is what happened with the Tea Party. Initially, the alt-right was a movement that was like, fuck this shit. But then they got hijacked by a bunch of fucking racists, and that's what it is now.
You know? It's like everybody was a pool, and then somebody came and just peed in the pool, and now nobody wants to swim in the pool.
Exactly.
Even though, you know, there's chlorine in there and it'll kill it. It's like, yeah, but there's pee in that pool.
Right. And, you know, again,
alt-right,
exactly. But, you know, there's a pushback outside of just that. You know, I think people are sick. Even Tina Fey, not too long ago, we talked about it, said that she's done apologizing for jokes. You know, like, I'm going to write what I write and tough shit, you know.
If you are a good comedian, you should never. I mean, wait. Let me back up. Yeah. If you're a comedian, good or bad, learning or experienced, never apologize about a joke. You got to learn about it. You have to learn about it through experience. Just saying.
Yeah, I agree. The thing is that you, and that's the other problem, man. How many times do people get busted for, like, a comedian posted something in 2005 and then they scroll through their Twitter? You know what I mean? And then they
But then we go back to the example that Carrie Fisher and her waning years, and man, you know what, like, I'm not a big Star Wars guy, and I didn't really even know much of her career. All I know is that from all the things that I have read over the last 2 days since she's died, she was just fucking like balls to the wall. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, if you guys want to fucking judge me, that's fine. Like, yeah, I fucked a bunch of guys. Like, who gives a shit? Like, and you guys are judging me for that? Because yeah. I enjoyed it and it's perfectly fine. Like, I did this and did that and I own up to it and I'm using this for my own gain and that sort of thing. You guys are giving me credence for the thing that you are giving me all sorts of flack for, and that's fine, perfectly fine, but I'm going to flick you off and I'm going to, you know, like have a laugh with you and all that sort of thing. That to me is beautiful. That's how you should live life. That's how you should embrace the short time yeah. in this universe that you have right
not,
now.
Not hate the thing that made you famous, not resent it, embrace it. I agree with that. Like that's I yes. think that happens to a lot of people where it's like, "Oh, yeah. that's, you know, that's not all I am." It's like, "Well, yeah, but you know, that's what we know you for, so."
That's how they know you.
You know who else does that? You know who else does that is Shatner. But Shatner is funny because he trashes people who liked Star Trek, saying, like, you know, like, get a life. Like, come on, what's wrong with you? Like, yeah. he doesn't not embrace it, but he just trashes the people who keep coming after him with it.
Well, I think it's about time let's move to some brightness. Let's talk about the future. Let's do some tech talk here with business class Kyle.
Business class Kyle.
What did I miss? Why is he called business class Kyle?
Because right, listen to the front of the show. He flies Delta business class everywhere.
Right. Because he's got other people that are sucking dicks so that he can get whatever, like $7-10 million and shit that are exactly. going on, whatever the fuck that we just agreed to.
All right, Kyle, tech talk.
Take a spin. Hey,
wait.
First thing. You're going surfing
on the internet. It's very important. You may proceed. What if I call you BC, Kyle?
Business class or yeah. or
business,
before Christ?
Class.
Yeah, before Christ, Kyle.
Before Christ,
or
Kyle.
Big cock.
Big cock.
Really, big there's cahutas. A lot of great That's potential. K.
Big business cock. That's what BBC stands for, right?
BBC, big business cock.
Okay, good. Okay, go All ahead. Right. Tech talk.
Oh, you should pull up that AT&T video.
Okay, I'll grab it.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Now, what is this AT&T video that we are pulling?
Oh,
up?
This is in 1993. AT&T Ooh. Released like this whole like segment. Or series of like you will videos, like things that you will do in the future that okay. AT&T will power. They're surprisingly accurate.
When did they release it?
When did this come out?
1993.
Okay, let's play.
Oh!
Here we go.
Yeah, 93.
Have you ever renewed your driver's license?
Full screen.
At a cash machine? That's Bridger. You will. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T.
Your Jeff Bridges? Voice.
It sounds like Jeff Bridges, is it?
Have you ever watched the movie?
All right, let's see this one. If you ever watched the
movie you wanted to, the minute you wanted to, learn special things.
All taken from jazz.
Know any questions from faraway places?
Oakland.
So where did jazz come from?
Good question.
Holy shit, pretty accurate so far.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, they were describing
Google
Netflix essentially.
And on demand, yeah.
yeah.
And the first one was essentially renewing your driver's license online instead of at an ATM, but yeah.
Or tucked your baby in.
DMV, not ATM.
From a phone booth.
Skype?
You will.
Yep.
And the company that'll.
I mean, not the phone booth part. No, those
but,
are the,
but yeah,
those are homeless
you know
toilets.
What, one thing that's the actually concept, really funny yeah. is I find that a lot of predictions that are actually like accurate in a more primitive way.
Eric says it's not Jeff Bridges; it's Tom Selleck. He remembers these.
Oh shit!
Tom Interesting. Selleck. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that is Tom Selleck's voice.
We'll bring it to you, AT&T.
I can hear his mustache. You're right.
Yep, I hear.
Yep.
Have you ever kept an eye on your home?
Holy shit! It's an iPad.
There you go. And a smart home.
Oh, oh yeah. Shit. I have that right now.
Whoa.
This is crazy, by the way, that they predicted.
I know. 93.
On your wrist.
Oh, a smartwatch.
A smartwatch.
Yep. Will. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T.
I like the song at the end.
He was supposed to be Indiana Jones.
Keep going.
All right. I got it. Here we go.
Have you ever opened doors?
On hold.
The sound of your voice. Car, please.
carried your medical history in your wallet.
Your wife's going to be just fine.
That's big data.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
So this is where we stand on the atrium.
Or attended a meeting.
I really like what you guys have been doing. But,
a WebEx.
Absolutely. Yes.
Bare feet.
And they have your other ideas.
You will. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T.
Yeah, that's all happening. WebEx,
there's
big
a little
data.
93. Dude, I'm trying to remember. Okay, this was I was a 9. This was before
and Nirvana was still around.
Nirvana was still around. Huh. I'm trying to think of like what do we have? Like cell phones were a brand new thing, but they were the shoulder pack.
No, cell phones were still fucking bricks that were connected to a fucking
the Zach Morris
tool that you had in your car.
Cell phones that, what I said, like, could carry in your pocket wasn't more towards like late 90s.
Right, that's okay. Sorry, portable phone, I guess I should
have
said.
Think
of Big Lebowski. Everything that was in Big Lebowski was basically, this is that time. Wow.
Dumb and Dumber was 93.
You want me to keep playing it?
Yeah, of course.
It's like 30 more seconds, sure.
Okay.
Have you ever had a dream?
That's not what it is.
That you want him to do you so much you could do anything.
You will.
You will.
You will.
You will.
You know, if that were played before Congress in 1994 and Congress would just say, fuck it, give it $20 million to this fucking budget right now. Let's do this. Come on. Let's go.
All right. Hold on. Let me get back to where we were.
Yeah, was there one more AT&T?
You will. Okay. And the company that'll bring it to you, AT&T. Have you had a classmate?
You have a bike.
Who's thousands of miles away?
Yes.
He might even be a Chinaman. They could say that back then.
Conducted business in a language you don't understand.
Oh, Google Translate. This is nuts. Oh, how does
Skype live translate?
This is amazing.
Or kept an eye on your home when you're not at home.
We saw this one already.
You will. And the company that'll bring it to you,
AT&T, unless you're in New York.
Of course,
it's service.
It isn't AT&T. It's like Google, but...
Yeah, it's not AT&T was way off. It wasn't them, though. I mean, they predicted it. Wrong company.
They had the vision, yeah. They just didn't put enough money going towards that area.
Exactly. They didn't make the right investments.
AT&T, we'll merge into the company that'll do this.
Yeah, AT&T.
Yeah, they focused more on the phone, like the cell phone aspect of everything by buying out Singular. And
yeah, let's be honest, AT&T's doing fine too. They might not be Google, but they're not fucking struggling. You know,
well they joined with DirecTV, of course.
Yeah,
and Kelsey and I both have AT&T, and as soon as we got rid of DirecTV, then they merged, and it's like, oh, you get free data if you have DirecTV. We're like, damn it.
Well, thanks.
Fuck, now I got to sit with Dish for the next 2 years.
Well, if we want to transition to a futuristic story that is now failing.
Oh, yeah. Kyle, I wanted you to hear this story, and I want you, because you were talking
about... Oh, you're talking about the Uber one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The Uber self-driving cars that turned, that are now killing bicyclists.
Okay.
Well. I don't think they're actually killing them. But.
They're just murdering them. Uber, they're self-aware.
killing bikers.
All the anger, the repressed anger Americans have had having to go around bicyclists, it was channeled into Uber self-driving cars.
By the way, then again, I don't see this as a negative. Fucking hit them. There's nothing worse than driving on a Sunday and the Tour de France is in front of you when you're just trying to go to the fucking McDonald's. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that's the fucking war.
Zilly McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, like... Articles like this really piss me off.
Or farticles.
Farticles.
Yeah, farticles like this really piss me off.
Why? Why does it make you so mad?
Because there's already enough like unfounded fear of self-driving cars, and it's going to hold back progression.
It's not unfounded.
It is unfounded. You know what?
I just looked up.
They're
well,
not
let's hear,
actually...
Let's hear your article.
Okay.
I picked up today... These three black women, and I was taking
this isn't the article.
Well, hold on, but there's a reason. It's this part of it. Just because you know, to tell Kyle what people are afraid of or not. I picked up these three black women today, and I started talking about, well, you know, Uber's gonna have self-driving cars too. He goes, I'm driving one of those. Are you crazy? Oh, no one's in the driver's seat. I'm gonna be in that. So people aren't all on board like you think, Kyle.
This is why, like the articles. Okay, like I do get the fact that. obviously there were, you know, things that still need to be improved and everything, and that, you know, they're...
And we have to stop killing people.
Yeah, I mean, they have to stop killing people. No, but just the way that they word it is, like, for a society, especially the American society, that's full of people like that, are like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get in one of them machine cars.
Machine cars.
Well, technically...
What you should have said was, this is a self-driving car. I'm actually not real. Oh. I'm an android. You should have went that route.
And just looked at them and see... Oh, they would have jumped out.
Here's another thing, too, that people... Like, that this article and everything else... Like, it's obviously this article is just trying to cause fear. Like, in the very first paragraph, they talk about...
Let's read it. Why don't we read it?
Because they're not... They're saying the cars are turning in a way that can kill bicyclists. So it's not that you should be afraid of being in the car. You should be afraid of biking near one. It's not the car that's the problem. It's the bike.
Well, it's like... Even the sentence in the first paragraph talking about previewing a future in which we're banging our fists at an empty driver's seat and everything. Like, they don't even talk about the fact that... I mean, actually, I don't know. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself.
Shut up, Kyle. Come on, Marie.
No one sets out in the morning planning to be an angry bike commuter, the one banging a fist on a car's hood after swerving to avoid being hit. But sometimes it's the only way to tell a distracted motorist that he or she is nearly panicked you. Right now, Uber is previewing a future in which we're banging our fists at an empty driver's seat. As The Guardian reports, the self-driving Ubers currently tooling around San Francisco have a bike lane problem. Uber has long envisioned replacing the human drivers on its platform with autonomous vehicles, an ambition that...
Oh, yeah, thanks, Uber. I don't want a job.
An ambition it has been testing on the roads of Pittsburgh since this summer. Last week, it rolled out an autonomous vehicle pilot in San Francisco, but it didn't seek a permit from California, which regulates tests of self-driving cars like Google's. After one of the autonomous Ubers blew through a red light, the company says a human engineer was in control of the car at the time. The California Department of Motor Vehicles said it would crack down on Uber if it did not stop testing and apply for a permit. Uber, being Uber, defied the threat and said it would continue testing its cars in San Francisco. On Monday, The Guardian reported that Uber's engineers were trying to fix a problem with the way its self-driving cars cross bike lanes when making right turns. That's not a small issue in a dense environment like San Francisco, which has 200 miles of bike lanes and hilliness aside, a robust population of bike commuters. I probably said
you guys
wrong.
Are really breaking up. Am I the only one hearing that, or is it my end?
I can hear it just fine.
It's your problem.
Okay.
Ha ha.
Like being doored.
Yeah, you guys got weed. Why don't you get Wi-Fi?
By the way, I got breaking news.
Okay, go ahead.
Actress Debbie Reynolds, star of 1952 classic Singin' in the Rain and mother of Carrie Fisher, died.
What?
Son no says.
They all come in threes, man.
No way.
Well, she probably died from grief of
a
knowing
stroke.
Her daughter died.
It was a stroke, right?
Like June Carter Cash with Johnny Cash died.
God damn it, man.
No way.
Yeah, she's dead.
I love Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah, but 2016 is a myth, and it's not killing people or any of that other shit.
It still is a myth.
Wait.
Dude, you're thinking like, too, okay, like, 2015 well, didn't I've have heard, any people with famous die?
I've heard people at my office, at least, that are talking about, like, I don't understand why people are getting all upset about celebrities and everything else. But, like, people are having some sort of a connection. They have had a connection over many, many years in regards to these people. And when they die, that's obviously, like, some sort of death in their heart. So
does that make it the worst year ever, though? I mean, it could be argued that, you know, the people around when the Black Plague were around had a worse year than us. Like, you know, I mean, worse year relative to what?
Celebrities die every year. We just had a few more prominent ones this year.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Where are you seeing that she is officially pronounced dead?
TMZ.
I have the AP mobile poll app, and it just came through.
The AP
gets to wait for anyone.
Oh, I see.
Here's the question.
Jesus
Would you rather
Christ.
Trust the AP or TMZ.com?
AP.
Really?
100% AP. The Associated Press, dude, it's a Absolutely. Conglomerate of all press across the world. Like,
But TMZ
is very, very accurate as of late. So,
yeah, but
that's the alert I just got.
Associated Press might have all the media filtered through one, but TMZ has a bunch of dudes joshing around in an office. So I'm going to go with them. Just talking. back and forth.
It just popped up on my phone, so it hasn't been written down anywhere, but that's what came up.
Who's next?
John Waters.
No, you predicting it?
Well, I'm only saying that because apparently he had suffered some sort of a medical emergency where he was taken away from his party in Maryland around the holiday season. He's okay now, but it doesn't look good. I'm telling you right now, listeners of Fippo Juice on more like radio.com, like it's not good, man. I'm telling you.
But, you know,
it fucking sucks, man. I'm sick and tired of this fucking year. Let's fucking get into 2017 so we can.
See, we were making fun of people like you last night on the show.
It's not that bad. It's, dude, listen, I get what you're saying.
It's every other year.
But here's what I'll tell you, Mark.
Not this year. This year's way fucking worse.
We have better. Westworld. Westworld came out this year. I'm going to counterbalance your negativity with positivity. Westworld came out this year.
What was the thing you said last night? Game of Thrones.
I'll say it. You got. People got not one. But two new Star Wars this year. It wasn't that bad. That's pretty good year for most. Mark, I know you're not a big Star Wars fan, but for most people, that's a pretty good.
I've seen all the fucking Star Wars movies, though, so I can comment on them.
Exactly. No, Rogue One is amazing, by the way. I really enjoyed
it. It is fantastic.
It's okay. It's
all right. You see, you Haterade. Was that when you were drinking Haterade? That's where you're taking a sip of right there?
Some a lot of Haterade
in my gin so I could listen to it, on this fucking, like, there you go.
It's got electrolytes.
Oh,
that's what plants do, baby.
But, you know, I mean, counteract that. Cars are driving themselves. That's pretty neat.
Yeah. I'm gonna say that, like, this year, a lot of people focus on the negativity, but, like, this year has brought some insane, like, breakthroughs in the field of science and technology. And every year is going to keep improving. But, like, this year
I have Jarvis
had, like,
from Iron Man
so
in my house.
Awesome. Fantastic shit happened in the field.
Yeah, between, like, Alexa and Google Home.
I'm
more talking about the stuff that's, like, at the cutting edge, like with CRISPR, like with the human trials of CRISPR starting, a lot of breakthroughs in AI happening.
But Kyle, I'm selfish. So I have Jarvis, the Iron Man assistant, basically, in my house telling it to do things. That is
That's fucking awesome. Brilliant. Like, come on, guys.
But I understand. I get it. But my point
look,
is...
Look.
I think Martin needs just a positive outlook here.
My counter to what either Dutch or Royce are talking about as far as me is that, listen, I have no vested interest in any celebrity that has actually died this year. Listen, I've lost Bowie, I've lost Lemmy, I've lost, you know, Alan Rickman, I've lost Abe Vigoda, like, everybody forgot about him. Like,
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Zsa Zsa Gabor, I lost... You know, Carrie Fisher, like all these people that have died, but it reminds me of my own mortality. And I'm sorry, but I am very, very selfish. And it fucking sucks that I just know that, listen, your time is coming. It doesn't matter.
Can I counter that?
Quarterbacks, running backs, Father Time is undefeated, baby. And so,
Kyle, counter it. Because Google predicted that we're going to be uploading our brains a la Black Mirror hard drive.
Actually, like, to kind of steer it more towards something that I did want to talk about before the end of the show was some of the stuff with Ray Kurzweil.
Sure.
So I actually made a list of...
You like to call him Ray Ray.
The Ray Ray. So I actually was going through a bunch of different sources today and made a list of previous predictions he's made that have come true and future predictions he has made by the decade, sometimes almost by the year going forward. And I'm just going to kind of list off some of the previous ones. So I'm sure you guys know some of these. I didn't know all of these myself. But in the 80s, he predicted the collapse of the Soviet Union. He predicted that a computer would beat the world champion chess player by 1998, which did happen.
Yes.
He predicted the rise of the internet, which was the ARPANET that only had 2,000
people.
After Al Gore invented it. He predicted wireless internet.
Okay.
He predicted the need for search engines because there would be so much data that we'd have to sort through it. He predicted text-to-speech converters for the blind by 2009, which did happen. He predicted wearable computer technology, completion of the human genome, and that by the early 2000s, we'd have exoskeletons that would let the disabled walk, which companies like ExoBionics and a few other companies, especially in Japan, actually have been doing this since the early 2000s.
Right.
And those were all made by him in the 80s, by the way.
So he's pretty much on par with everything he predicts. What's he predicting?
That was all in the '80s.
Yeah. Yes, those were predictions he made in his book that was released in 1989.
Wow.
Yeah. So going forward, I'm going to kind of list off a decade. And what I want you guys to do real quick is give me some guesses as to what you think his predictions are. And I only have like three or four listed for each decade.
Robot,
so it's not a bunch.
Sex, fuck dolls.
Okay, so
that's
by
happening.
The late 2010s.
That's already documented.
No, not a laser. One that actually interacts.
Going to kill the human race, Dutch.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's
okay,
what I want.
So by the late 2010s, or say by 2020, I have four things listed down. What do you guys think his predictions are
robot
for by 2020?
Robot, sex, fuck dolls.
Okay, well, so Dutch is robot, sex, fuck dolls.
Okay, by 2020?
Yeah, by 2020, his prediction. I have four of them listed.
An electronic registration system in the United States.
Okay.
I would say... Shit. Some sort of hover car.
Okay. Marie, do you have one?
Some sort of healing scanner that fixes you or at least diagnoses you.
All right. So what's happening?
So the ones that he has predicted by, like, say, 2019 or 2020 are autonomous cars common on the roads, AI reaching general purpose, which is very different from the narrow AI we have. Essentially, we'll have an AI, not necessarily will it be human level, but we'll have an AI that can perform decently at a multitude of tasks.
Right.
That will pass the Turing test, and that we will be 3D printing our clothes in our homes by 2020.
Holy shit.
Oh, wow.
So keep in mind, this is a guy who has a track record of, like, it's what, like 92% accuracy since
the 80s. He's not wrong very often.
Yeah, he's not wrong often. He's the head of engineering at Google.
Now,
okay,
here's what begs the question. Is he a time traveler?
Possibly.
Good question.
I'll get more into that a little bit later.
Is
okay,
he
so
cheating?
By the,
what are the
is
other
he
two?
Getting the
Seriously.
Almanac and betting on the sports games? Is he pulling a Back to the Future on us right now? I want Ray's credentials.
You know what? Are you a Ray Bird for the other two? Honestly, Kyle, like, seriously, like, he's been on point. He's that accurate. Then I weep for the future. Yep. Sorry.
No. Let's keep going, man. Okay, by the mid 2020s, any just quick predictions by the mid 2020s?
Yeah, just go ahead.
That he said.
AI becomes sentient, becomes self-aware, something of that.
You're getting on the right track. Okay, so by the mid-2020s, he predicted that we'll be 3D printing most of the things that we use in our homes.
Okay.
VR and AR will be essentially indistinguishable from the real world. Medical science will cure countless diseases. And normal human eating can be replaced by nanosystems in the sense
Can you afford either one as a normal human being? That's
yes,
the question.
Yes, absolutely. Because part of his thing, too, is that there's what he calls the six D's. Actually, hold on.
D's nuts!
Snap!
Ray Kurzweil predict that?
D's nuts fucking joke.
Yeah. Okay. So he has what he calls the six D's of...
nuts!
Ah, oh, crap. What is it?
Not crap. Nuts. Nuts, Kyle. Nuts. Business nuts. Class, Kyle. Nuts.
Okay. So these are his six D's of exponential growth. D's. So every single technology goes through this process. Digitalization, deception. That's when it's doing its slow exponential growth and most people don't realize that it's growing. Mm-hmm. Disruption. That's when the exponential growth finally starts to become noticeable and it starts to make crazy leaps and disrupt entire industries. Take the first digital camera.
Right.
Take exactly. Demonetization. Think about it. Think about how much getting pictures, high quality pictures, cost long ago. And then now think about the fact that we all take
good
thousands.
Point.
Of
There's
photos.
No such thing as a printing system anymore. Like you used to have to like take your film. Like that entire industry is gone.
Dude,
demonetization.
You
that's
watch
the third
some,
one.
You watch some videos on the new iPhones or the new Samsungs, and they look so good. Like the just in your pocket, you have a really good camera now. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
Way to state the obvious, Royce.
Mm-hmm. Good job.
And then dematerialization. That's essentially when
transporters.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
No, essentially, when you no longer need a specialized product for that. So essentially, like digital cameras. We all have smartphones. How many of you actually own dedicated digital cameras? Probably not a lot. So essentially,
don't use it.
Yeah. Initially, really early on, it might be expensive. But especially with exponential growth, very quickly, this technology will get demonetized and democratized, and everyone will be.
So hold on. So he really is harping on the fact that 3D printing is the way of the future. Everybody will have a printer in their home.
Yes. By the 3D printing is going to completely change all manufacturing. And that's another reason why he thinks that a universal basic income.
That eliminates the need for stores.
It eliminates the need for almost everything. Agreed. And you'll be able to print almost everything you need for pennies on the dollar because you can just download open source patterns.
What is the material used to 3D print?
Right now, there's different kinds of polymers, plastics, metals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as that goes forward, by the late 2020s, actually, it's going to be at the nanoscale, and we're going to be able to eventually 3D print using, like, at the molecular level. And that's essentially when we get, like, replicator technology. So I'm just going to real quick list off some of the rest of his predictions. Sure. Okay, so by the late 2020s, we'll have a $1,000 computer more powerful than the human mind.
Jesus.
Human-driven cars will be illegal, and we'll be able to swallow pills that contain nanobots to augment our immune system.
You cut out, Kyle.
Eliminate pretty much every disease.
Say that last one again, Kyle. You cut out.
Okay, sorry. We'll be able to swallow pills that contain nanobots that will augment our immune system and eliminate pretty much every disease.
Awesome.
Man, I don't know if I can do that. Like, honestly, like, once you start, like, swallowing fucking robots into your...
So by the 2030s...
Kyle, pause for a second. I'm with you, Mark, because Kyle sent me an article earlier today, and it was long, and I got through halfway, and I had to pause because I'm just like, I don't know if my body's ready to handle the information I just processed.
No, I get it. Like, I'm accepting the change, but, like, there's a certain, man, God damn it. God fucking damn the future. I love the future, and I hate the future. I'm scared of the future. That's what I'm saying.
No, Mark, you should have been here a couple of weeks ago that we were talking about, like, a new car that Marie bought, and I was basically being old man Dutch going, I want a car that can, you know, I have to drive it and do it. And it's that whole thing where you just want to dig your heels in and go, no, this is what I know. This is what I'm used to.
Apparently.
But.
E-Rock says he had Jeff Dunham on last year, and he said he uses 3D printers to make his new puppets and repair his old ones.
Whoa. Dude, nice.
Yeah.
Right, well, if Jeff Dunham can do that, I can do it. Like, yeah. Listen, I'm halfway dead anyway. Like, feasibly and realistically, I'm halfway to my grave.
You're not that old.
Let's fucking do this shit. Let's go. Let's come on.
Kurzweil's 68.
Eric says he showed us a video. It's insane. It looks like the white tanks in Westworld just filled with puppets. That's awesome, actually.
That's cool.
All right. Well, it's time for us to wrap up, boys and girls.
Let's get out of here.
Very, very interesting. I actually really enjoyed that. Going retro for the new year.
We're going to Sonic now?
Yep. Chemical Plant Zone. Thank you, guys. Make sure to check out The Real Thing, R-E-E-L.
Theelthingmlr on Facebook and Twitter. We are at 75 followers on Facebook. Make me happy. Make them happy, boys and girls.
Thank you, Kyle. And by the way, guys, Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening. We're going to make the next year even better. And I promise I'm going to cry. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We're out of here, and hopefully nobody else dies from now till then.
Are we going to do the botch list eventually?
Yeah, I would figure next week after the new year, we'll do the botch list. That's what I was thinking.
Nice.
All right, guys. We are out.